A speaker's worst nightmare is his audience falling asleep on him. Rabbi Akiva found himself in that predicament. He was giving shiur and his students were falling asleep. So Rabbi Akiva all of a sudden said something that was out there with the hope of waking up his students. So he said, "What's the connection between Esther and Sarah? This one lived to be 127, and this one ruled over 127 provinces." And by doing that, all of a sudden, his students were jarred. They woke up. It was more exciting than whatever he was teaching them. And the question is, other than the number 127, what is the connection between Sarah and between Esther and between Rabbi Akiva? Perhaps there's a comment that Rashi makes that could help us understand a little bit better. Rashi says, the reason why it says that Sarah was Me'ashana v'esrim shana v'sheva shanim, she was 100, she was 20, she was 7, rather than just writing the quicker, easier, Me'ah v'esrim v'sheva shanim, she was 127 years old, is to tell us that all her years were good. Everyone from start to finish. Now, it's a stretch for anybody to be able to say that all of their years are good, because we all have our struggles. So what's to say that anybody could really truly believe that their life is all good? But Sarah Imenu, if you think about her life, she spends so many years, the first 100, pining for a baby. Then she has the baby, and then she nearly loses her baby. She's taken captive twice by both Paro and Avimelech. She has to deal with Hagar. There's so much in her life that's not good. How can one say that one's life is truly good from each year to the other? Rabbi Lam has a beautiful, beautiful explanation. Rabbi Lam explains that the reason why you can say that is if you realize that everything comes from God, that there's really no such thing as a high and there's no such thing as a low. God provides for me, and at this present moment, I acknowledge that God wants me to have more, or at this present moment, I acknowledge that God wants me to have less. That's an unbelievable piece of emunah to have. But on the other hand, it changes one's entire view of the world. Anxiety perhaps is lessened. Concern is also lessened. Why? Because we acknowledge that at the source, at my very best, it's God doing it. And at my very worst, it's God doing it. Everything comes from God. But Lamb suggests that that's the connection to Esther, and it's certainly the connection to Rabbi Akiva. Esther was a Jewess who lived in a time where everything was so extreme, from extreme good to extreme bad. It was so abundantly clear to everyone that it was all from God. God brought the Jews from the worst moment to the best moment in just moments. That's what God does there. Why does Rabbi Akiva have to share that with his students? Because Rabbi Akiva felt that they weren't just sleeping in shir, but they were sleeping in Jewish history. The Jewish people were experiencing such lows that they were falling asleep and forgetting that there was hope for the future. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and suggests that just like Sarah, all is good. Why is all good? Because you can go from being the lowest of the 127 provinces to the greatest of the provinces in just a moment, if God wills it that way. Every year is truly great. Every year is truly special when we acknowledge that it comes from God. Have a great day.